Anyone who has Shaft on their answer phone has to be really strange. This is Dave Thompson from The Rocket, and for my sins, I was given your, I guess you'd call it a demo, to review, and I would dearly love to talk to somebody about this. Give me a call on 248-8010, and I will look forward to hearing from you, I think. Bye-bye.
Hello, Jason? It's Mom. Well, I've taken the house apart, and I have emptied all of your boxes, and I cannot find the running shoes. The closest I came was a box lid for a pair of running shoes. And then I thought I was on the trail, but no shoes. So I think you should go out and buy yourself a pair because they are not turning up. But I gave it a good Girl Scout try. Bye.
Jason and Tina, Jason and Tina, Jason and Tina, this is Casper. I couldn't get the posters last night because they didn't know where they were in the bar. I'm sorry, Jason, I could not get the posters. I don't have the posters. You better get the posters if you want to put them up because the show's tomorrow night. You better hurry now. Boo, 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 boo. Bop.
Hello, Jason. I have some news about the VCR. Dad doesn't know how to program it. Now, there's a booklet that explains how to program it, but we can't find it, and we've searched the house. So this is what you need to do. Get the model on the machine, find the model, look in the phone book for who services that model, go there and ask them for a booklet that you can borrow that'll explain how to program it, or get the address of the company, write to them, or if they have an 800 number, call them and say, I need the booklet that explains how to program this VCR. If all that fails, I would probably try to hire somebody, but Dad thinks it'll be very expensive. So go with an 800 number. Go with a telephone book looking for the make. That's the only thing I can think of. And if you still run into trouble, call us back. Bye. Jason, I just got the sonogram, and this is really exciting. I can't stop looking at it. I really want to thank you for sending it to me. I've never seen one in my whole life. They certainly didn't have this when it was my turn. And it's just very, very exciting, and I'm really happy for you. And I will show it around, and I'll mail it back. And I can't wait till Dad comes home. He's out right now. I want him to see it. So thank you for sending it. And also, does the dog squad come to Philadelphia because Aunt Arlene has to go to Florida for a week and she has nobody to babysit?